Hello and welcome to Lesson 5, Configuring and Working with Source Control. Let's do a quick recap of what we have done in previous lessons before starting with Lesson 5. In the first lesson, we set up backend infrastructure using SQL databases. In the second lesson, we set up database triggers using node.js. In the third, we set up the required authentication mechanisms. And in the fourth lesson, we configured the SportsWiki app to send and receive push notifications. The next important task is to configure and work with source control. Let's explore source control in detail in this lesson. For configuring source control, you need to enable source control in your mobile service, install Git and create the local repository, deploy updated script files to your mobile service, leverage shared code and node.js modules in your server scripts. In this section, let us understand how to configure source control. To configure your mobile services, it is important to provide Git repository to store the server-side scripts of SportsWiki. The scripts of updated underscore news details are saved on the server. These scripts insert, delete, and update the details of updated news in the table. The server-side script files of SportsWiki are uploaded from the local repository and are automatically published to the mobile service of SportsWiki. These server-side scripts of SportsWiki can be written in node.js using the text editor. Some of the benefits of source control are as follows. It allows you to maintain a history of changes made to server-side scripts and permissions of the application, even when changes are made in the portal. Multiple users can work on the same code files of SportsWiki simultaneously and then merge changes in Git. The following are the steps to store server scripts in source control. Enable source control in your mobile service. Install Git and create the local repository. Deploy updated script files to your mobile service. Leverage shared code and node.js modules in your server scripts. Now, let us move on to the first topic of Lesson 5, Enabling Source Control in Mobile Services. Source control is set up to generate the URL of the Git repository, and this URL will be used to clone the repository to your local computer. In this section, let us learn how to enable source control in your mobile service. To enable source control in SportsWiki, you need to first log on to the Microsoft Azure Management Portal. Click Mobile Services and then click SportsWiki. Now, click the Dashboard tab. Under Quick Glance, click Setup Source Control and then click Yes to confirm. Note that source control is a preview feature and thus it is necessary to back up your script files regularly, even though they are stored in mobile services. The next step is to type the username and set a new password and confirm it, and then click the check mark. This creates a Git repository in your mobile service. Do not forget to make a note of the credentials as it is required while accessing the Git repository. You will now have to check the new source control fields in the Configure tab. You will notice that it displays the URL of the Git repository. Use this URL to clone the repository to your local computer. The next step in configuring and working with source control is installing Git and creating a local repository. Git is installed to manage a project or a set of files as they change over time. Git stores this information in a data structure called a repository. In this section, let us learn how to install Git and create a local repository. You can download and install the Git from the git-scm website to your local computer. The installation process of Git varies between operating systems. As we are using the Windows operating system, we'll select Windows in the Git website. Note that on some operating systems, both a command line version and a GUI version of Git are available. The next step is to open a command line, such as Git bash for Windows or bash for Unix shell. On OS X systems, you can access the command line through the terminal application. In the command prompt, type the command mkdir source control, which will create a directory, and then type the path to the directory where you want to store the scripts. Here, the directory is source control. In the Git command prompt, type git clone followed by the git URL, which is generated while enabling the source control. Once you have entered the git clone command, the system prompts for authentication. In the username, type the username which you set when enabling the source control in your mobile service, that is SportsWikiNew. And then in the password, type the password which you set when enabling the source control in your mobile service. After successful completion of authentication, the command prompt displays a series of responses. To browse the source control directory that you had created, open Git GUI and click Open Existing Repository. Now click Browse. This opens Browse for Folder window. In this window, you can see the created directory source control. Click the source control directory to expand, and then expand the SportsWiki folder. Now, open the SportsWiki folder, then open service subfolder, and then the table subfolder. By opening the subfolder table of SportsWiki, you will notice that it has an updated underscore news.json file, which represents the operational permission on the updated underscore news table. Also, it has one or more files named updated underscore news.operation.js that contain the scripts for the given table operation. Note that the scripts of scheduler and custom API are maintained in separate subfolders with their respective names. The next step in configuring and working with source control is deploying updated script files to your mobile services. Deploying updated script will update the script in our local computer and also on the Microsoft Azure portal. In this section, let us learn how to deploy updated script files to your mobile services. After you have installed Git and created a local repository of SportsWiki, it is important to deploy script files to your mobile service, that is SportsWiki. You need to first browse the folder service and then open the subfolder table. Check if the updated underscore news dot insert file exists or not. If it does not exist, then you have to create one before moving to the next step. Open the updated underscore news.insert file using a text editor and include the script. This script is used for writing the inserted item to the log. However, if this file already has the script, then add some valid JavaScript to this file. For example, add console.log open parentheses item close parentheses and then save the file. To start tracking the new script file, open the command prompt and type the command git add dot. After tracking the new script file, type the command git commit hyphen m open double quotes updated the insert script close the double quotes to commit changes in the script. Finally, type the command git push origin master to upload the changes to the remote repository. This pushes the commits from your local master branch to a remote branch and sets up master to track origin. This will prompt for authentication. In the username and password, Type the username and password which you set when enabling the source control in your mobile service. Now, in the Microsoft Azure Management Portal, click the Data tab and then click Updated_News Table. Once you get into the Updated_News Table, click Script. In the Script page, leave the default Insert operation in the operation list. You can notice that the displayed Insert operation script is the same as the JavaScript code that you had just uploaded to the local repository. The next step in configuring and working with source control is leveraging shared code and Node.js modules in your server scripts. Microsoft Azure Mobile Services provides access to the full set of core Node.js modules, which can be used in your code with the required function. SportsWiki can use Node.js modules that are not a part of the core Node.js package. You can also define your own shared script as Node.js modules by using the source control and Node.js package manager. You can add the node-uuid node.js module to SportsWiki. This module is then used to generate new globally unique identifier GUID values for the UUID property of inserted items. In this section, let us learn how to add new files to SportsWiki. To add new files to SportsWiki by using source control and node.js package manager, you need to first navigate to the service folder of your local Git repository in the command prompt and then run the command npm install node-uuid. Note that when a node_module directory already exists in the directory hierarchy, npm will create the node-uuid subdirectory instead of creating a new node_module in the repository. Once node_modules directory is created, open the directory service and then open the subfolder table. Now, open the updated_news.insert.js file in the text editor and insert the script. The inserted script adds a UUID to the table by populating it with unique GUID identifiers. Now, open the Git command prompt. Type the following command as in the previous step: git add dot git commit hyphen m open double quotes added node hyphen uuid module close the double quotes and git push origin master. This will prompt for an authentication. In the username and password, type the username and password which you set when enabling the source control in your mobile service. This adds the new file, commits your changes and pushes the new node-uuid module and changes of updated_news.insert.js script to SportsWiki. This brings us to the end of Lesson 5. Let us quickly recap what we covered. In this lesson, you learned how to configure and work with source control. What were the steps involved? First, we enabled source control in mobile service. Then, we installed Git and created a local repository. Later, we deployed updated script files to mobile services. Finally, we leveraged shared code and node.js modules in your server scripts. Thanks for watching. In the next lesson, you will learn how to configure and work with a scheduler. Stay tuned.